Hello.
Hi.
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 Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Caleb Finn.
My name is Soup Finn.
And
together
we
are
the
Internet
Parents. That was clean.
That was sexy.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you, my dear?
I'm fabulous.
My little cherubini. It's been a whole week.
Unless you're watching YouTube.
I have missed you so much.
Then you know.
It's been another
week.
We're
wearing the same outfits.
We're in the exact same outfits. I've been in this all week. They wouldn't let me out. But I've emerged from my pod.
Woohoo.
And I'm back to Great. Talk with you.
Hi, pod.
More about our lovely history together before
yes.
we were parents, because we haven't gotten up to having a baby yet.
Nope.
I don't know why we just stared at each other. I was just lost in your eyes. So last time we were here.
We're talking about moving into our new house.
We talked about moving in and there was a thing that just got released online on Disney Plus.
Yes, that's why we did
it.
Oh my God, I forgot about this.
I really, at that point, I was like, I got to make something.
Yeah,
like,
you were in a slumpy dump.
Because at that point when we were living in that house, the two-story house, we were making videos like that every day. We
yes.
had so much time when we did not have a kid. Oh my
God. Oh my.
And we made like these super complex, like, you know, story videos.
Yes.
Every day.
Yeah.
We were on that grind.
Why?
It was insane.
I was so tired.
And, you know, I wanted to prove to myself that it's like, you know, take it that step up and let's make something big.
Big.
Super big.
Super big.
So up to that point, every video that we'd done had been like separate. Like we'd always done like, you know, sequels and callbacks and whatever
else.
Little
witty views.
Because I love like, you know.
You love a good callback.
I love a good cinematic universe.
Yes.
Love doing that shit with my content. But I wanted to make a series.
Yes.
Like a short series and be like, hey, let's make a mini film.
I loved it.
About the coolest shit ever.
Yeah.
So we were watching
a little known TV show. WandaVision.
I was obsessed with that when it came out.
We need to rewatch that.
We do need to rewatch it. Oh my God. So WandaVision was like, I think that was like the first thing that got released on Disney Plus as like their
Marvel
first
exclusive.
What it was like, it was when the thing started and I was like their
first.
Well,
it's first in COVID series. Because they started doing those like, I believe.
Was it Loki? It might have been Loki.
It was Loki and then WandaVision. Like, because they started releasing TV shows because of the whole COVID thing and people couldn't go to movies.
So WandaVision, if anyone doesn't know, it was a Disney Plus series and it was something they've never done before. And it was super like really unsettling and it played a lot with like the meta of like a TV series and it was about like they're trapped inside of a sitcom.
Yeah.
And I thought that was the coolest shit I've ever seen in my life. That I'm like,
we
that
gotta
is such
do that.
A fucking cool idea and I gotta take that as inspo and make something.
And we also used American Horror Story as inspo too.
Yes. There was a lot of it. We pulled from a lot of stuff to make something. So we like sat down and like planned it all out.
Like, let's make a fake sitcom.
Yeah. And so do you remember what it was used to be called? Before we called it Smile Street, it was called something different.
And you, Pleasant Valley or something?
Pleasant View. It was called Pleasant View. Because I wanted a name that sounded so like, you know.
Nice.
So nice and happy, but it was like really, really dark.
Yes.
And I looked it up because I said, I think I put it on Snapchat. I'm like, yeah, it's called Pleasant View. They're like, that's already a thing, you idiot. And I'm like, oh.
Uh-oh.
So I Googled it and it was like a fucking TV show from like the 80s.
Yeah.
I'm like, how am I supposed to know that?
Literally.
Like, oh,
but
so
we did Smile Street.
I think Smile Street sounds so much
it's
better.
So
anyways.
Fun.
Oh my God. Such a cool name.
So we got like the whiteboard out.
The whiteboard?
Yeah.
Oh,
we planned on the whiteboard. So we had this whole like list of episodes.
Yeah.
Like we had a story. Like we knew the start and the finish and we had to do these episodes.
Yeah.
And we did a filler episode as well.
Oh my God. I love that.
That was my favorite episode.
So basically what it was it was me and Soup and we were playing characters that were ripped straight out of like a 60s sitcom because you and I have a very big love for that vintage style.
I love it. We listen to that music. That's all it's the only music I listen
like
to.
1940s like 1940s through to 1960s kind
blues,
of
blues, jazz.
Oh my God. Obsessed with it.
Yeah.
So
we're big fans.
Yeah. And because like we have such a huge passion for that and I'm like, let's make this like super scary.
Because we went into like doing like talking videos.
No, we never talk.
So we went on Spotify and went through like 60s playlists to find songs that we liked.
Oh my god, it was so much fun. So the big twist of like the story was that it was linked to the video that everyone knows and loves, which
Locomaniac.
Was the Locomaniac.
Because there's lore to that.
It was a huge lore. I made like, did I ever show you that? The big document thing?
No, you've never shown me.
I made a whole-
I know the lore.
Yeah. So there was like, cause I mean, I wanted to capitalize on how popular that video was.
Yeah.
And that one video with the one character became known as like the Maniac.
Uh-huh.
And like I made an entire universe around that character where it's like I never told anyone what was going on.
No.
But I had
To do a video explaining the whole lore.
I think it's too far gone. Like no, I haven't done anything about it. No, I think people would still want it. Like I made a whole timeline of events. This was a huge document that planned it out, the entire story, even before Smile Street.
Yeah.
Just about the Maniac. And then I would pick and choose videos from the timeline which are completely out of order and just upload them.
Yes.
And I remember there was Instagram and like Discord group chats and everything.
Yes.
That were Caleb dedicated.
That was a group chat.
And they were dedicated specifically to piecing together all the lore that I had put out.
You did like a FNAF thing, but with TikTok videos.
It was so much fun.
That'd
like
be so fun.
I made a whole ass arc on TikTok.
I want to do that now.
And you know, it's like I got bored of it eventually.
Yeah.
Because there was so many plot holes and it's like I filmed some videos about it in America.
Yeah.
Do you remember the one I had like one arm?
Yes.
Of people at the table.
Yes.
And then I planned a second trip to go back and then the trip got cancelled and then it was such a mess.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, fuck it, we'll make Smile Street.
Yes.
Where we introduced you and me as brand new characters.
Yeah.
And the big twist was that.
Do people know what the lore is about how Smile Street happened?
How'd it happen? Oh, God. I don't know if I want to go too into detail.
It's like the thing was that the...
No, it wasn't. That's no shush.
Okay, sorry.
Soup just leaked stuff that shouldn't be said. but basically, yeah, there was a whole story to Smile Street and we filmed 10 episodes.
Yes.
And it was super fun.
And you know what the idiocy of what we did was?
What?
We would film an episode and upload it. And then the next day we'd film and then upload it the next day. We didn't film everything in bulk like we did with The Story of Us. We can get to that later.
So like-
But we'd film a day and then- upload the next day. And then once that was uploaded, we'd film.
Yeah. So we set the story out. So we had the story, like it said like episode one and there was like three dot points about what to hit.
Yes.
And then that was it.
We'd film it.
And then we did everything like on the fly.
Yeah.
Like we'll just do it live. And it is an absolute miracle that Smile Street came out as good as it did with the amount of non-planning that we did.
Yeah.
To make everything fit.
All we had was a song and some dot points.
Yeah. And it came together.
It's like Find the Mask.
So masterfully. Yeah. And
it was really cool.
It is shocking to me that it came out as good as it did.
And it was my favorite because we did that table throwing scene at the end.
Oh my God, yeah.
That was a really good scene. I like that a lot.
What
was your favorite episode?
So I think it was the dance one for me.
Me too.
So there
was so fun.
Yeah. There was a whole complete like beginning, middle and end to like this little story.
And we wanted it to be 10 episodes. We made a filler episode.
Yeah. And like I wanted it to be not told specifically to their face.
Yes.
But there was a lot of like, you know, you have to put the pieces together yourself.
Yeah.
And if you really looked and analyzed each thing, you'd be easily able to understand what's going on.
Yes.
And it's like, you know, the plot twist hit at the right point and everything. And it was great. But I always love the idea of like having that episode in the middle.
Yeah.
To just go completely stupid with it.
Yes.
And take a break from, because it was a lot. Like,
it was a lot.
I killed you.
So many times.
So many times.
And that video took 2 days to film. We had to get our friend to help film it. So our friend came over. Bless his heart.
Yeah.
James.
And it was like, it was like 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night.
And he was just there with us. And he's like, yeah, do it again. Do another one.
It was great.
He was amazing.
So it's
and we choreographed that whole dance together.
We did a whole dance.
And every time I hear that song, I go, I like start doing the choreography that we made for it.
It was like it was really good up until the last few episodes.
Yes.
And it was extremely difficult to film.
Because everything kept getting censored as well. When you uploaded them, remember? Oh, yeah. You had to censor the knife.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, I was in big trouble with TikTok at the time because my videos were super bloody, super, like, horror. Just horror.
Yeah.
I used a lot of blood. And it's like, I have not used any blood in videos in years now.
We've got this sad little bottle of blood just sitting under the bathroom sink.
But I was very disappointed that it's like, you know, there was the big, I think it was the second last episode.
Yes.
Which was like the big fight and we choreographed the whole fight between us.
My way. Yeah. I love that video.
And you know,
when I take off the mask.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. It's so cinematic.
But I had to censor like all the blood. Like, cause I was like holding your hand and you ripped it and it's like the knife cut through my hand. And of course it's all fake, but it's like TikTok was like, oh, blood. And they just.
It was spooky. Ban.
So, yeah. So
I had to put like text heavily censors cut it. On it and stuff.
And then it was difficult to film with you. Yes. Because you were slowly dying the entire time.
I was literally dying while we were filming that.
But we couldn't stop filming.
No, because it's like the fans wanted the work. And we made the mistake of, we filmed one episode, let's post it.
Yeah, we got into costume in the morning, filmed it during the day. And then I'd spend like 8 hours editing the episode to go up the next day. And we did that for 10 days straight.
10 days.
We really had no responsibilities.
No, well, there was two things that happened to me. It was like, I was slowly dying from the inside out.
Yeah.
And you broke my toe.
What? Internet parents.
Yes. When we were filming one of the scenes, you had these big clunky dress shoes on. And I was filming footless. Footless. Shoeless. Yeah. I was not wearing any shoes. And we did this scene. And Caleb stomps on my little toe. I stomped
on your little toesies.
And it was black.
I do remember that now.
That was so painful.
But I said I was sorry.
Yeah, you did.
And you were the one not wearing shoes.
Why were you wearing shoes? Your feet weren't in the shot.
Because I'm a professional.
No. You were wearing shoes and I wasn't because it was the chase scene where I was like comfy at home. I thought you were gone and I was not wearing shoes and I run like an idiot because I couldn't run in the shoes and everyone was making fun of my run.
Oh, yeah. That run was so funny. Oh, my God. Yeah, because that was when like I put my head down. You see you in the background. Mm-hmm. And you're like... this little hobble away.
Hey, you want to know why I was running like that? Because I was dying.
It was so funny.
So, the whole time, like, from like, after that, was I fine during the dance episode? I think I was a little off.
I think it was
I was a little off during, like, it started at the dance episode.
Which was, like, episode 5, I think.
Yeah, which was that halfway point. And I was, like, always needing to take breaks. So, like, I need to take a break. I need to take a break. And we filmed this whole, like, from, like, 5 to 10. And episode 10 finally comes out.
Yes.
And it was that night, I believe, where I woke up. I was screaming.
Screaming.
In pain.
I don't remember.
I'm like, Caleb, take me to the hospital. And there's a clip, because we leave and the doorbell captures me. And there's a, I'm like, do you know wait, the really? Photo?
No.
You have it on your phone. I'm like hunched over like this. I'm like, you have it on you look your phone. Deathly. I looked like death.
I don't remember.
And so you took me to the hospital.
Yeah.
And you took me to a public hospital. And
why do you say it like that?
No, I'm.
You take
I'll
me to
get
a
it.
Public hospital.
No, I'll get like it's part of the story.
Okay.
And you couldn't be in there with me because it was COVID.
Oh yeah.
And so I get in and I'm there for half an hour waiting. Yeah. It's a public hospital. Like it's busy. Respect
oh my God,
to public
I remember
hospital
this.
Nurses.
Yeah.
And
it's all coming back to me.
I call Caleb and I'm like, I can't stay here. You need to take me to the private hospital. Yeah. And so he takes me to the private hospital. He paid for it.
I did pay for it.
Sweet boy.
Because I'm a gentleman.
And they take me in immediately. Like they're like, come with us. They put me in the little triage box.
Okay.
And they take my temperature and they look at me and they're like asking me all these things.
Sweetie,
and
I'm
they
dying.
And they take my blood pressure and everything, whatever, and they're like, get her a bed immediately. Like my temperature was like 40 degrees.
Yeah.
My blood pressure was like non-existent. And they did all these emergency blood tests. And they all came back like spikes of like every single like inflammation marker were like raised through the roof. And then and then it's like I'm messaging you, I'm like letting you know what's happening.
Yeah.
And then like half an hour later, a lady comes in and she's like, sweetie, you have sepsis. So I was doing that whole filming of Smile Street with a kidney infection, not realizing it. The kidney infection turned into sepsis. And I was in hospital for like a week.
Yeah, because you didn't pee properly. That's where it comes from, isn't it?
No. Okay, I guess. I'll give you a half point
you
for
didn't
that.
Pee properly.
No. Yeah, no. Sometimes I forget to pee. Yeah. It just happens. I get busy.
You just hold on to it for a bit too long.
Yeah. And then it turns into a kidney infection, a UTI, and then you don't treat the UTI, and then that turns into a kidney infection, and you don't treat that, and then you get sepsis. Yeah.
Because we didn't have time for that.
No. Well, I literally didn't. We were filming an episode back to back to back to back.
We didn't know.
No.
Until after.
Like, it started to hurt a bit. I'm like, oh, I'm getting my period.
Yeah.
Like, I've got cramps.
Mm.
But then it went from like 0 to 100.
Yeah.
And so I was in hospital for about a week.
Were you?
It was a while. Wow. Because I was really... Yes, because I had to be on a week worth of antibiotics because I had to give me the IV antibiotics.
Ew.
And so I was in the private hospital and they're like, we're going to transfer you to the public hospital because you can't afford to be here. Like, you're right. I don't have private health insurance.
You're so poor. Get out.
They're like, we're going to transfer you to the public hospital. And they're like, they don't have any beds, but we're letting you stay here for free.
But the thing was though, you're still alive.
I am.
Yay.
By a miracle.
But it all turned out okay.
It did. Like, it was.
You got better.
But that was so hard, that hospital trip, because again, it was COVID and you could only come and visit me for an hour a day.
Yeah.
So
it was shit.
It was really sad.
Was that when I made you walk? I didn't make you walk.
Yes, you did. You said something about it. We did, because we went to that hospital recently.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I was in hospital. I remember as well thinking every single time I was in the hospital alone and not with you.
I don't remember this.
I was really critical of you before the hospital. I was like a bit meanie. Like,
why are you being mean?
Well, like you do like the slightest thing wrong and I get really angry at you about it. And I'd always get like, I was just always really angry and like unintentionally angry. And like when I was in the hospital, I realized I'm like, I never want to be angry at Caleb again over the littlest thing because I miss him so much and I want to be with Caleb.
I have that effect on people.
You do. And so I stayed in hospital and they finally said I could get out on like a Monday. And so I'm like, Caleb, can you pick me up, please? And he picked me up and you're like, oh, I thought I'd save on parking. We live down the road. We're going to walk home.
Okay. But...
After I just recovered from sepsis.
You make it sound so horrible.
They wheeled me out in a wheelchair.
They do that to everyone.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
I didn't get wheeled out of a wheelchair after I gave birth.
Okay, but you're not listening to me. 95% of the time, they wheel you out in a wheelchair.
Nope.
Yes.
Why?
If you're in a bed.
They don't.
They do.
Nope.
Because, okay.
Stop trying to play face. That was a dick move.
Okay. No, it wasn't though. Because you're saying, you made me walk home from the hospital. Okay.
It was a 5-minute walk.
It was less than 5 minutes.
No, it was 5 minutes.
We lived less than 5 minutes away from the airport. And I thought-
The airport.
from the hospital.
Where are you taking me?
We lived less than 5 minutes away from the hospital.
Nope.
And you had been in there for a while. And I thought, what better for this lady than to get some fresh air of freedom.
And a brisk walk.
And a brisk walk with some nice fresh air.
After you did buy me flowers. I'll give you that.
Yeah. So how am I a dick in this scenario? I bring you flowers. I give you freedom. And I give you fresh air.
That's so funny.
And then we walked home 5 minutes to the house. And
I think you got me a big M on the way home too.
Yeah, you're fucking welcome. Pay me out. Yeah. Oh my god.
And then as soon as we got home, we played Lego.
Did we?
Yeah. We were playing not pirates.
But you came home and I said, darling, look at the numbers. We're big time now.
We're big on TikTok.
Smile Street was
And
doing
then I
really
did
well.
That I did that video in the hospital that it's your new son.
What?
Yeah, arigato. Do you remember that?
No.
There was a trend. It was that song. And I was filming because I filmed a few videos in hospital and a nurse walked in on me while I was filming that.
No, and I filmed that video when you were in the bed.
Don't you give up. No. And then you did it again when I was giving birth.
It was so funny.
You got all the content from my hospital.
It was so funny.
Trip.
I have to do it every time someone's in hospital because it's just too good of an opportunity to pass up.
It's really funny.
So if anyone doesn't know, there's this guy, I think he was on-
Musical.ly
and he was just this little blonde kid and he must be like what 17 16 maybe.
No, he was like 13.
13.
Yeah, like
I thought you were gonna say 30. And he's doing like, you know, Musical.ly like
transitioning,
yeah, all the
moves.
Bullshit while his grandpa is literally dying in the background, or he may have already been dead, I don't know, but the captain was like, fly high granny or something.
Yeah,
like he was on his deathbed and he's making a fucking TikTok.
Don't
with
give
him
up. No.
Oh my god, it was so funny.
Let me love
so
you.
I just riff on that and I do the exact same things every time Super's in hospital. It's so funny.
No, it's not.
And I did it again, yeah, when you were literally giving birth. And I got so much shit for that.
Yeah. I was out of it, so I agreed to it.
No, but we planned it beforehand. I said, I'm absolutely 100% yes. going to do it. But, you know, we finished Smile Street. Mm. It was a booming success.
It was, I remember, because it was like, what, 3 months later, maybe? Yeah. It was about 3 months later we were on a trip. We'll talk about later. Yeah. And someone came up to us and they're like, we loved Smile Street.
Oh my God, it was so nice.
Like to hear that in IRL.
Anytime. Beautiful. Yeah. It's like everyone says like, oh my God, I love your content. It's like, thank you so much.
But when they say, oh my God, I love Smile Street. Oh.
You want to come over for dinner? You want to hang out?
Come to our house. Open the door.
You want a free car?
Literally open the door.
Yeah. Come in. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Come on right in. Do you want knock again? Then come in.
Welcome.
And then get out. Oh wait, but then come in. Sorry, I love when people say they love Smile Street. It makes me very happy because that is the number one thing I am most proud of.
Yeah.
Like so far.
I agree.
It's the hardest that I think we've both worked mm-hmm. on a video and
nothing's come to it. No, Story of Us is pretty close.
Story of Us was pretty cool, but I don't think it touched it's on close. Smile Street. It was so iconic in our relationship. It was such a huge moment that we did it. Yeah. And we look back on it so fondly.
I love it.
Like every time
I rewatch it once a month.
Really?
Yeah. I'm due for a rewatch. And anytime it's the end of the month.
Yeah. Anytime a song comes up, like, you know, when we're listening to Spotify, we just go like, oh God, it takes me back.
What were you doing when I was in hospital?
Nothing.
Really?
Soaking up the silence.
That's so mean.
No, I missed you. What do you mean, did you? I came to visit every single day.
For your little hour.
Yeah.
I was going to say conjugal visit.
I paid for parking.
Every day.
To come see
Why didn't
you
walk if you made me walk?
Because I didn't want to walk. Walking for chumps. Have a car.
The look I'm giving you right now.
Stop giving me that look.
God. That's so mean.
Yeah. Every day I came to visit you.
You did.
Because I liked you.
I like you.
I like you a lot.
Good. We have a child together, so I hope so.
Yeah. We look back on it so fondly. Yeah. And we were always thinking about what the next project was because we wanted to make my plan was I wanted to make 100 of like those kind of Smile Street short series things. I remember directly after Smile Street, I was saying to you, I wanted to make the paranormal one.
Yeah.
And I wanted to make it a super hyper realistic. Because
you just watched that movie with that guy.
Oh yeah, that one.
And he had like the camcorder. He's like a Craigslist dude.
Oh, Creep.
Creep.
Creep and Creep 2. Oh man, so good. I wanted to make a super hyper realistic like UGG kind of thing where you couldn't tell if it was actually being intentional or not.
Yeah.
That we had a ghost in our house.
Yes.
And it was going to be paranormal shit and Soup was going to get possessed and it was all going to go terrible.
But there was a reason we didn't do it.
Why?
TikTok and stuff were mad at us for making creepy things, so we had to clean up our image.
Did I say about that person that tried to get me taken off? Did I talk about that?
No.
So
right after Smile Street,
I can't remember if I talked about this or not. We did. There was a certain video,
Breaking Bad inspired.
Was it? Oh yeah, it was called The Cleaner.
Yes.
And it was about Soup had murdered me, and then other me came in as a car. Not as a car, in
as
a car.
Transformer.
I got out of the car and I had gloves on and I was playing a character that was supposed to be like
cleaning up the evidence.
Like what's his name? Is it Hank?
Hank from Breaking Bad.
That's like he comes in, he cleans the body, he goes, shh, don't tell anyone, and then leaves. And it was such a cool video.
Yeah.
Loved it. There was a shitload of blood. I got blood in my hair. I ruined some clothes because I just put it all on the ground and then sat in it and then Soup dragged me away. Awesome video. Very proud of it.
Yes.
So then my manager, who at the time, she's the CEO. And she was like my acting manager at the time. And she called me like the next day and she's like, so that video that you put up.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh yeah, the cool one. Like,
the cool one?
How good is it?
Take it down.
And she's like, take it down now. I'm like, it's so good. And she's like, no, you don't understand. We're in big shit right now. I'm like, what? What happened? Like, what happened? I've done stuff like this so often.
Yeah.
And she's like, someone I know who's high up in whatever, PR, TV, whatever. Yeah. She's like, she saw that video and then looked you up and then found that I was managing you. And she is going to threaten to get your account deleted if you do not take that video down right now. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what?
Hello?
Hello?
Mean.
It was so mean. I don't know why. I don't know what her issue was. But like my manager was like, don't worry. I get your kind of vibe. Like you do you. I think it's fantastic. Very cool, creative. I understand your vision.
But you're going to lose your TikTok account.
You are going to lose your TikTok account if you do not take it down. I'm like, oh my fucking God. So I took it down and then we had like this whole meeting afterwards and they were like,
you need to clean it up.
You need to tone down your content. You need to stop using blood. You need to change it completely or you are going to be banned. So I had to completely change my style of content.
Yeah.
And I was so confused about what I was supposed to do because that's what people know me for. It's like the blood and the horror and whatever else. And it sucked because I had really big plans for where to go next.
For Smile Street.
Yes. And it's like, you know, straight off the heels of Smile Street 1, we were both dead set that we wanted to do Smile Street 2.
Yes.
And
you built a set.
I built a set a few times.
Yeah.
I spent like, we have like a full complete script for the like-
Next
we have
installment.
The next two installments of Smile Street, which was Smile Street 1.5, I think we called it.
Yeah.
And then it was Smile Street 2. I got it all written down.
Can we read it?
Because we had a whole brainstorming session. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, I do.
But it was like a day or 2 days or something. And we just banged it out and just got a whole thing down for the entire thing. And we were going to film it. We built a set.
Yes.
And I spent like, God, I think it was like $300 on fake grass.
Oh,
like it was so expensive. And you're like, I remember because the cat peed on it. You're like, let's just chuck it out. I'm like, do you know how much I spent on that? That shit is not cheap.
It's not chuck outable.
It's so expensive.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
There is a set for Smile Street 2 buried deep in the garage.
Yeah.
And you know, I really do honestly hope that one day in the future we can get back to making it.
I really hope so.
Because
it'd be a lot of fun.
It's all done. Like the whole script is done.
We just need to film it.
We just need to find time to film.
Yep.
But that's what comes with the territory of having a baby.
Yes.
Is you have no time. No time whatsoever. Especially with how much of a commitment Smile Street was.
Yeah.
And like the story of us and all that. Damn.
It was a lot. Yeah.
So that sparked like this entire shift in my channel where I was like, fuck, like, I don't know what to do. That was my content. That was my bread and butter is doing horror shit.
I think that's actually a really good segue for the next episode.
What's the next episode?
The remake era.
Oh.
The HD remakes.
Oh, yeah. That was so much fun. I went family friendly.
Mm.
Like, very family friendly. Like, I think I swayed way too far in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Because I was like, all right, well, if we can't go, like, you know, if I can't follow my passion, let's go mainstream then.
Yeah.
Like, you know, let's make some family-friendly content.
Yep.
And we did the remakes.
The remake era.
It's like, you know, because I filmed everything on a shitty little, like, very old phone.
And then it was pretty much like when you got into that house, you started filming on the big camera for TikTok.
Yeah.
Like, Smile Street was the... was a catalyst for filming on the big camera.
Well, we filmed a few episodes before. I think it was only a handful, but I started filming on the big camera.
Yes.
And that was so like much better.
It was game changing
because it was a thing of I always had to tell you like redo it.
Do it again.
But doing it with a camera was
you just do 5 takes and then choose the best and post. Yeah.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. So it's like we had all these iconic videos that you and I loved going back to, but they were the shittiest quality because they were handheld.
Yep.
And you know, we had to splice it. Like we had to do everything in TikTok and it just did not work.
But we can talk about that more.
We'll get to it.
In the next episode.
Oh my God, I was on such a rant.
You were.
On the next episode of
Internet Parents. Get out of my fucking house.
Oh my God.